More on those increasing tensions in the Middle East following Iran's first ever attack on Israel on Saturday, using more than 300 missiles in retaliation, Tehran says, for a presumed Israeli airstrike on its consulate in Syria earlier in the month. All this against the backdrop of the ongoing war in Gaza. Since then, there have been ongoing airstrikes across Israel's northern border with Lebanon too, where Irish peacekeepers are stationed, and more are on their way, with the Hamas ally and Iran-backed Hezbollah, the largest armed group in Lebanon. Those strikes have intensified in the past few days. Let's go to Beirut and talk to journalist Abby Cheeseman. Abby, thanks for taking our call today. Tell us more about what's happened in southern Lebanon in the last day or so.
Morning. Thanks for having me. Yes, absolutely. So, you know, we've seen, it's been very rarely covered, actually, but we've seen this constant back and forth between South Lebanon and northern Israel, both Hezbollah and other Palestinian militants operating from the south, every day since this war began. And, you know, they're often described as low-level clashes. And I think that's a bit of a misnomer, because we're probably comparing that to what's happening in Gaza, which is obviously, you know, absolute devastation. But there has been quite intense full-scale conflict going on in the south of Lebanon for the last 6 or 7 months. And we have just seen a continuation of that over the last day or so. There is, you know, this renewed focus on it because there is these huge fears that, especially in Lebanon and across the Levantine region in Syria and Iraq, that, you know, these countries might play host to Israel's response to Iran's attack on Israeli soil over the weekend. So, you know, there's not a huge amount has actually changed on the southern Lebanese battlefield in the last few days. You know, we're still seeing Hezbollah launching rockets, shooting down drones. Israel still launching airstrikes across Lebanon. But yeah, there is this absolute renewed fear that we could be facing the escalation here.
And are people in Lebanon worried that they're going to be dragged into a conflict between Israel and Iran?
Absolutely. And, you know, we've seen huge peaks and troughs of that worry over the last 6 or 7 months. You know, at the very beginning, when October 7th first happened, Lebanon was terrified, you know, for the most part. We really thought that we were going to see a large-scale Israeli retaliation to Iran through Hezbollah. And that, you know, continued for some weeks. And then, you know, it just, life goes on. People get used to the not knowing, and it feels, you know, almost like psychological warfare to most people here, that it's been dragging on for so long, expecting it to develop into a larger war. And, you know, you have to point out there is a war in Lebanon. 90,000 people have been displaced. Yes. From the south of Lebanon. But yeah, so now there was a spike over the weekend, especially when all of the airspace across the region was closed. There was a definite fear, you know, everyone was back inside their houses. No one was going out, you know, desperately watching the news, seeing what's happening, terrified that the escalation was going to come. And now, you know, we're waiting to see what the Israelis' response will be, whether it will be directly back to Iran or whether it will be played out through the proxy forces. But again, you know, life has kind of gone back to normal again. Yes. Because, you know, you can't live in that abject fear.
You mentioned proxy forces. I mean, yes, there has been increasing tension and increasing airstrikes across the border. But does Hezbollah really want a war with Israel?
I would say absolutely not. And I think it's surprised many people, actually, how reserved they've been over the last 6-7 months. You know, they've definitely, all sides here have shown some kinds of restraint to stop this from becoming a all-blown out regional war. You know, if anybody wanted it, it would have started within the last 6 months. You know, there have been so many miscalculations or, you know, escalations that we thought would have crossed red lines for both Israel and for Hezbollah. And both sides have shown restraint to keep it maintained, to keep it contained into, you know, not developing into that. But, you know, there's also the point that this is kind of an existential war. Neither side can just drop their weapons and back down. They'd be giving up, you know, their entire ideologies.
Abby Cheeseman in Beirut, thank you very much for speaking with us.